This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Finish up with these calls that have been holding ahead of our next guest joining us, Rambo in Oregon. You're on the air. What's your view from your military perspectives and family, you say, in the military on why Obama is so unpopular?
Well, he's really unpopular just due to the fact that, you know, years ago he's down there bowing to Saudi princes and all just outrageous stuff that an American president doesn't do that really upsets the military. And it just shows that he just does not have wabos or huevos or whatever you want to call them. He just doesn't have them. And it's really upsetting the military. But my cousin, who's a former Air Force pilot, Top Gun, for years and years, he would tell me about how I'm crazy about false flags and all this. So one year I went over there and brought him some movies, Terror Storm and Road to Tyranny. And, well, he watched them. About a week later, he said, hey, we got to have lunch. Went and had lunch, and he just gave me a big hug and said, hey, man, I'm really sorry. I talked to some people, aeronautical engineers and people on the inside, and what you guys say is true and what they say is totally impossible. And ever since then, he's had such a huge awakening, waking countless others up like that. And the piece that Darren McBreen did earlier with the CIA I thought was great. And if he could include a clip from the Barry Steele, CIA drug smuggler piece, that would be just key on that as well. What do you think?
Well, that's part of the problem. There's so many CIA crimes. I should say criminal gangs operating inside the CIA crimes, using it as an organization to carry out their operations, that it'd be 100 hours long. But absolutely, I'm sure Darren will do a part two. He really likes working on stuff exposing the CIA. So great points. God bless you. Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air. Thank you. Former Army.
Good afternoon, Alex. I was a former Army infantryman. I was in during Obama's first term, and I'd called into the show before regarding a similar issue. But basically, the last caller was talking about the stigma that's attached to you if you speak out or the retaliation. It's true. There's an unofficial way to deal with people who are outspoken, but I myself was outspoken about how I felt about the commander-in-chief, and there's three types of people that you'll run into when you do that. The number one is people who don't like what's going on, but they're not very informed. And then you have the informed people who are scared to say anything, but then you run into the third, which is the people who are literally sitting down talking to the gentleman with a friend of mine in the chow hall, and we went over it. He says, I know, but I'm on the winning team, so I'm okay with it.
Oh, I know. They're the worst. People that know there's a criminal takeover, and then they think because they join it in their mind that they're part of it. They're the biggest chumps, the biggest cowards. They believe that they're going to join evil and win when they're the first type of people the establishment is going to destroy. They are so stupid. I mean, not even 0.1% stands to gain from this world government. This world government is anti-human. Look at Liam Neeson. I think he's a great actor, and now I can hardly watch anything he's ever in. Liam Neeson makes money with these shoot 'em up TV shows, movies. And then he comes out and says America has too many effing guns, says star Liam Neeson, launches expletive-laden tirade on gun control, blames the Hebdo attack on guns in America. What a dumbass. I mean, I'm sorry to use a word like that, but he's got bodyguards, he's rich, he's worth over $100 million, and then he wants our guns. Well, you know, he knows if he talks like that, they'll give him more roles. Just a world of sellout scum. There's an example right there. And then he makes his money with shoot 'em up movies. Probably didn't know how to use a gun. What a piece of crap. I mean, what a piece of garbage. Obama can have all the bodyguards he wants, but I can't have a gun. You know what? You can go right to you know where. I'm sick of you people. You're morally bankrupt, and you want my guns to make me a slave, and you know it. It's not that you're wrong. You're scum criminal.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
I want to tell you about Texas radio. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with plenty of precision. The backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly brilliance, others mean and rueful the western dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
One last breath before wind blows. Better raise your ears. The sound of hooves knock at your door.
Let's keep that rolling for a moment. Are the four horsemen coming for the stock market? Are the four horsemen coming for dollar hegemony? Are the four horsemen coming for the private Federal Reserve? Are the four horsemen of different types of deflation coming? Well, on to the dead of night, we see the four horsemen ride. And we are now trying to look at the different faiths out there and decide which one is coming down the road, because you don't have to be an economist to look at the world economy and tell it's untenable, it's unstable, it's based on bubbles, it's based on fraud. You've got giant welfare states that even dwarf us per capita in Europe. You've got demographic cliffs as we go into the second quadrant or begin to approach the middle of the wave of the retirement of baby boomers all over the Western world. Harry Dent's been coming on the show about 3-4 years, and he's the best-selling author of The Demographic Cliff and the editor of the free newsletter Economy and Markets. And, of course, he founded Dent Research, an economic forecasting firm specializing in demographic trends. His mission is helping people understand change using exciting new research developed from years of hands-on business experience. He also headed up a division for Bain Capital. Has done a lot of other important work as well. I'm not going to get into all his degrees, but he has an MBA from Harvard Business School and worked as, again, for Bain as a strategy consultant for Fortune 100 companies. He's also the CEO of several entrepreneurial growth companies and a new venture investor. And HarryDentResearch.com is his main website, but at HarryDent.com/Alex Jones, he's offering deals on his book and a free chapter, HarryDent.com/Alex Jones. And I wasn't even aware of this till they just walked in and told me. He's just already a regular guest. We love getting him on. He's also, I guess, sponsoring InfoWars today. Got some banners up there promoting his new book, so we appreciate him supporting the broadcast as well. But I'll just throw that out there that people can also follow the banners to his website at InfoWars.com. But I got to tell you, I mean, you've got all these different economists, all these different investors. You see them all over the news. Last year, about 6 months ago, we saw Donald Trump come out and say the big crash is coming. He's kind of the canary in the coal mine when he finally starts saying it. But most real economists say something big's coming. Well, a lot of them say it's going to be inflation, maybe even hyperinflation because of all the QE unlimited and the race to the bottom with all the money printing worldwide, not just by the dollar. The problem is, then you've got other demographics showing that there's going to be less demand, more oil and gas discovered, and so prices are going to plunge. And I wish we had the staff to do it, but, I mean, you can go back to the 10 interviews or so the last 3 years. 3 years ago, he was predicting by 2015, 2016, and he has the graphs he sent us again today. We'll pull some of those up and show you the graphs he made. He's been using for 4 or 5 years. It's in his last best-selling book, New York Times bestseller, that right around this time it would start. Demographic cliff, people retiring. More old people than young people. We aborted all our kids. We didn't have kids. Okay, fine. We will be inherited by the third world. That is our trendy wish. That is the way it works. There's his oil graphic that he's been putting out for at least... I first read his book 4 years ago and then got him on about 3.5 years ago. So I guess I've been seeing him use this for 4 years, 3 or 4 years. But there it is. He has his oil graph, WTI crude, 98-2016. He has it going down going back a few months ago. And that's what happened. And he's got it going down even more into 2020. We got Bloomberg out saying it'll take 5 years to rebound. He says it won't rebound. Well, don't let me put words in his mouth. He's just made a lot of predictions that have come true so far. That's why he's a best-selling author. People want to read what he has to say. I'm just glad he's here with us today to go through all this. So, Harry Dent, I got to tell you, 3 years ago, I agreed with a lot of what you're saying, but I just could not have imagined $40 a barrel oil, but it's headed that way and lower. Thank you for coming on with us.
Yeah, you're right, Alex. I mean, we've said for years that oil would end up at $10 to $20 a barrel. Right now, we have broken recently out of a long trading range sideways between $80 and $115. And the next support is at $32. I think we're going to see that this year, maybe within months, maybe within weeks. And the thing about this is that falling oil prices, everybody, most economists say, oh, it's good for the consumer. Well, of course it is. We save maybe $2 a day at lower oil prices, but it's going to burst one of the biggest bubbles we've had recently, the fracking bubble. We were told we're going to be energy independent. We got this great fracking revolution. It's just a bubble industry. Without 5% junk bond rates, the lowest we've ever seen in history, normally 8 to 10% for those type of high-risk lending. And without $100-plus oil prices, fracking doesn't work. So fracking is dead. That's a million jobs. That's $980 billion in investment that's going to go bad and $500 trillion in debt. So economists are ignoring this fracking bubble burst, just like they ignored the housing bubble and the subprime crisis in 2008. I mean, that's another chart I have here, where if you look at the subprime bubble that grew from like 2000 to 2005 to 6, this high-yield debt is now the new bubble, where companies are borrowing money for high-risk investments cheap, courtesy of the Fed's free money falling out of the sky, and this has created a bubble that's going to burst. I know that, you know, I've been telling you, Alex, for years now, we've got a bubble going to burst. We've got demographics only going the wrong direction in more and more countries around the world. Debt levels even higher than they were in 2007 and 8 when the last bubble burst. Everything is set. We just need a trigger. I think this is the trigger, and the markets are ignoring it.
You predicted the 2008 crash. You predicted this with oil, and I'm just going from memory. I first interviewed you a few times over the phone like 4 or 5 years ago, then you hadn't been on for a few years, started getting you on, I think, 2013, 2014 again. But you did make those predictions accurately. People did roll their eyes. I mean, I respected your view because you've been right so much, but it was hard to believe. Now it's starting to happen. When did you first start predicting oil would go down in 2015?
Oh, we said that back in the Great Depression ahead in 2008. You know, one of the things, Alex, you know, we look at demographic cycles, which we can project accurately. I mean, we know when the average person spends the most money on toilet paper or camping equipment, and they spend the most money overall at age 46, and the most affluent people spend the most money at age 53, which is this year. So the average household peaked in 2007. We predicted that 20 years ago. The most affluent households that are still spending peaked this year. So does spending on automobiles. Everybody's saying automobiles are doing better than ever. You watch the next couple years. They're going to go off a cliff. Germany has the steepest decline of any major country in the world, much like Japan in the 90s. We were the only one to see that coming in the late 80s because we look at demographics, but we also look at any credible cycles, and commodity prices are one of the most predictable cycles over time. They peak every 29 to 30 years like a clock. That's what we've been saying since 2008. Commodity prices are peaking. They're going to decline not for a few years, but well into the early 2020s. And that's when we said oil in particular was going to go back to the lows in late 90s, early 2000s, between $10 and $20 a barrel. So yeah, it is crashing, as we said. It will go lower. I think you won't see that $10 to $20 maybe for a few years, but I think you are going to see $32 to $40 this year and again, maybe within months. And again, it's not a good thing. When oil crashed from 147 to 32 in 2008, a recession followed for the whole next year. So that's what we see. Yes, it's good long term for consumers, but in the short term, it is going to kill a lot of jobs. It's going to trigger debt defaults. High yield bond rates are going to start to spike up. They already have. They've gone from 5 to 7%. The junk bonds for energy and fracking companies have gone from 5.5 to 10% recently. So this is the trigger for the next debt bubble bursting. And so economists don't see this. They think, oh, everything's okay. The Fed will bail everything out. You can't bail everything out, and you can't cure a debt crisis with more debt. And that's what the Fed's trying to do.
Well, I mean, Zimbabwe successfully cured debt with debt, and so did Weimar Germany.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you in history, when you try to cure debt with debt, you end up either in an inflationary blowout and or a deflationary crash. And we see, and we've been saying consistently,
deflationary
leadership and a lot of very smart people who understand the debt crisis is unsustainable, we've been saying, no, this ends in deflation. And all we've seen, Europe's worried about deflation. U.S. is worried about deflation. Commodity prices are collapsing. Older people are deflationary. Young people cost everything to raise. Old people downsize everything. We're deflationary. And debt, deleveraging, and it will end up deleveraging. We're going to have to write off a lot of debt, a lot of student loans, subprime auto loans, subprime.
Because it's impossible to prop up the debt. It has to be written off.
Has to be written off ultimately, either through a crash or if the government were smart, they would orchestrate a Chapter 11 reorganization, especially of our private debt. That's what they could do. They don't want to just let a depression
but
happen.
But no one wants to preside over that, and they want to keep gambling till the casino burns down. Now there's smoke in the casino. They can see flames. The smoke detectors are going off, but they just tell us everything's fine.
Yeah, everybody wants it to happen later. Nobody, no central banker, no president, no prime minister anywhere in the world wants to have the next Great Depression. And that's what debt deleveraging is. Every depression in history has followed a major debt bubble. And that depression and that deflation in prices is because we have debt deleveraging. We're destroying money. Financial assets are deleveraging, destroying money. We overproduce in a bubble.
That's right. Stay there. I want to hear about the next shoe to drop. Is China the time bomb?
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend.
Alex Jones here back live. I did a satire video, and people in the comments don't seem to understand that, even though it says satire, at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Video, Alex Jones retirement announced. And it's a satire video. If you want to see it, I think it's pretty funny. It's causing a whole new conspiracy. It's ridiculous. But that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you go to HarryDent.com/Alex Jones, you can subscribe for free to the newsletter, or you can also read Chapter 10, The China Disaster Ahead, absolutely free there on the website, HarryDent.com/Alex Jones. We appreciate him doing that for our listeners. There's also HarryDentResearch.com. This is a short segment, Harry, long segment coming up. I'd like to give the number out if it's okay with you and let folks ask some questions at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 of Mr. Dent. But so you accurately, in your book 2008 or 2007, predicted what happened then. You predicted that in this graph that by 2015 or a little bit before, we'd see oil start plunging. How will that affect the economy? I want to finish up with that. And then other big shoes to drop. Where does all this go? How do people protect themselves? And then you talk about China could be the detonator. Do we see a collapse quickly, or is it slowly, or we just don't know?
Well, you know, Alec, I really do think this oil price fall is the trigger. All it takes to trigger. I mean, the markets have been acting like there's no risk in the world. You got civil wars everywhere all over the Middle East and Russia and Ukraine and problems in Africa and falling commodity prices, all this sort of stuff. The markets are ignoring this. They're just thinking, well, the Fed will just bail us out, or the Fed will just print more money. And so it takes a trigger, something to get the markets to see, oh, my gosh, there is risk in the world. And then the antennas go up. So I think China is the last thing to hit and the hardest. China, we don't even know bubbles. We don't even know debt compared to China. China's debt in the last 14 years has grown 9 times as fast as U.S. debt in the 14 years into our bubble peak in debt in 2008. China has moved 220 million people from rural areas to urban areas with absolutely no skills, and they're having them build stuff for nobody. They got 30% vacant condos, 30 to 40% excess capacity in cement, steel, aluminum, all the basic industry. They've got bridges to nowhere, empty malls and office buildings. This is the craziest economy ever. The greatest debt bubble, the greatest overbuilding bubble, and yet clueless economists, and I understate this, clueless economists say that this is the new state-driven model of capitalism. There is no way governments, crony capitalism from the top down, can make better decisions than a bottoms-up free market system with some good rules. There's no way, and they never have. Russia proved this, but no, everybody thinks China's the new model. China has created, mark my words, the greatest bubble in modern history, and it will not be a soft landing when they finally go down. It's going to be the biggest real estate collapse, the greatest debt bubble. These 220 million people with no skills in urban areas are going to be trapped with no jobs, and they can't even go back to their farms because they paved them over with empty condos. At least they'll be able to squat in these empty condos. China is going to be the biggest disaster in history, and it's going to prove, finally, to economists who don't know better because they never had never run a business, never had sex, don't understand consumers, anything. It's going to prove to them that capitalism works better as long as you have some good, simple rules. So I think this is going to be a useful lesson, but it's going to be painful. So I think we start this crisis because these fracking companies go under, and that kills jobs and debt defaults. And then there's another $6 trillion to emerging country companies from U.S. debt and bonds. That's going to default next, and then it just keeps going until we have another housing crisis and another.
Is that why Homeland Security's militarizing police, deploying thousands of armored vehicles, and basically, you know, telling the military prepare for martial law, is that they think it's going to get out of hand?
Well, you know, if they're smart, they would. I mean, I do fear civil unrest in this country, and I can't even imagine the civil unrest when 220 million people are just basically left on the left. These people are not registered citizens in these cities. They're only registered in their rural areas, and like I said, most of them can't go back there.
And if China implodes, Japan's already collapsing. The West is trying to bankrupt Russia. We can't export the implosion. Won't other countries imploding only make us implode?
Yes, I mean, that's what happened. And that's what happened in the Great Depression. When things started to go down, all countries all put up trade tariffs, and that just hurt world trade worse. Well, what countries are doing today, they're printing money to devalue their currency and make their exports more competitive.
Harry Dent, stay there. I want you to come back and break down how you see this coming together. I mean, your next prediction, the next big shoe to drop, and phone calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to go back to our guest, talk about the next big events that he sees coming. He's had really great history of being extremely accurate, so I'm listening carefully. I know you are. Harry Dent's our guest. HarryDent.com/Alex Jones to find discounts on his book and a free chapter and more. And, of course, your phone calls. We've got L.A., Tony, John, Tim, Paul, and others that want to talk to Harry Dent. You'll get a chance here in about 10 minutes. I fund this operation bringing you things that I really think are high quality, that we've done research into, that are low price, great values, like ProPure G2 filters, stainless steel gravity fed, side-by-side comparisons in real lab tests by top firms, is the best value out there and cuts out the most garbage. Everybody should be filtering their water for cooking and for drinking with all the distillates and garbage that's in the water table. Especially with fast-growing cells, if you have children, look at the cancer rates going up and things. So much of it's in the water. InfoWarsStore.com. All the water filters are 10% off promo code WATER. We always have that special. Okay? But in this month of January, free shipping on all the water filtration systems of ProPure. We have some other brands that are already so discounted we can't do that. But this is the best deal you'll get on high-quality gravity-fed systems and your purchase. You can see it goes right into this operation and defending every basic freedom and a Bill of Rights culture that's having an effect worldwide. So, again, your investment supporting us has gotten high-quality products at good prices and funded hardcore promotion of truth and justice and freedom. Because it's ignorance that's going to let the establishment crony capitalist hold us over a barrel. So I want to thank you all for your support. Here's a great chance in the new year to get a huge discount at InfoWarsStore.com. We have up to 48% off on some of the InfoWarsLife.com products as a New Year's resolution in the resolution pack, Super Male or Super Female Vitality, and, of course, Secret 12, powerful proprietary organic vitamin B12, methylcobalamin. It's the type you inject, but this is taken in the mouth. Very absorbable, blows away the competition. And Oxy Powder, great way to start the new year. 48% off. That special ends tomorrow. Officially ends today. We're going to pull it off tomorrow afternoon. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. She got basically 24 hours to act on that, and it supports the broadcast. A win, 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 win. And scores of other great products, from Ancient Defense to Fluoride Shield to Lung Cleanse to super high-quality organic coffee. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Going back to Mr. Dent, I want to give you the floor for the next 5-10 minutes before we go to calls and those questions. Till you've accurately, with these charts, with demographics, predicted so much that's happened. Tell us, past China, what else you're concerned about. Is it Germany and the EU? I don't understand these ideas out of the State Department. And I've had famous spies on, folks that are involved trying to destabilize Russia. They seem to believe that if we implode Russia and implode Asia, that somehow that makes our economy better. Sure, it makes people buy our bonds, but if there's no economy, how is that going to matter? From all the economics I've studied, when you have global problems and that then compounds our problems, is it good for select corporations is why they want destabilization, or what's happening there?
Yeah, no, obviously it's not good for major countries, whether it be China, Russia, much of Europe, to implode. I mean, we all trade with each other. This is a global economy and has been increasingly for the last 100 years, really, for the first time to that extent in history. So it's not good. It can be good long term. You know, I mean, it's sort of like right now, Saudi Arabia wants oil prices to go down. They want to knock out the frackers. They want to knock out marginal oil producers like Venezuela, Iran, and Iraq. So it makes their market share better long term. That's what Rockefeller did in the early 1900s with Standard Oil. So yeah, it does benefit. Some of these challenges do benefit certain countries longer term or companies, but it is not good for the economy near term to have any major country go down. And you're right. We called Japan in 1988-89. We said Japan is going to crash while the rest of the world sees the greatest boom in history in the 90s. Nobody saw that combination of events. A few people saw the boom of the 90s, very few, and nobody saw the collapse of Japan. We're saying the same thing about China. China's the next Japan. They've had a government-driven overinvestment thing, and they're going to collapse. But Germany, of all the countries in the world, in the next 8 years, from 2014 to 2022, has the steepest slide in demographic spending trends I have ever seen, ever. Worse than Japan in the 90s. Now, the world is looking to Germany to hold up the European Union, just as Greece, surprise, surprise, is looking at defaulting or renegotiating on their debt.
And replacing the Germans, just to interrupt, replacing the Germans with unskilled third-world labor is not going to stop that demographic cliff.
No, no, it's not. Well, here, I mean, remember what I said earlier? It's the emerging world, which actually does have good demographic trends for coming decades, except for China. It's the emerging world that's getting crucified by the fall in commodity prices, because most emerging countries are commodity producers and exporters. So the emerging markets countries are down 30%. And while we're hitting new highs in our stock market, and Germany's hitting new highs recently, so they're already underperforming. If the world implodes, they're gonna underperform even more, because they're dependent on us. They are not nearly as wealthy as us. People don't realize China has, you know, 1/10 the dollar level standard of living we do, and 1/5 if you adjust for purchasing power.
Okay, so where do you expect, this is a bold challenge, where do you expect the Dow, the S&P, where do you expect the major stock market indexes to be 12 months from now?
Okay, well, you know, I've got a chart that shows that since the correction in 2011, the only substantial correction in this bubble boom here recently, is that we're going in a channel up. And we have a key turning point we're looking at in our cycles, mid to late March. The likelihood is stocks will continue to edge up and to about 2175 in this chart, or we break above maybe 2300, but that's 19 to 20,000 in the Dow. Think of that term. That's as high as we see things going if it gets there. And then when it falls, we have a broader pattern of higher highs and these bubble booms, 2000 peak, 2007 peak, and now 2014 or early 2015, the next new low is likely to be around 5,500 to 6,000 on the Dow by late 2016 to early 2017. We're going to have a bigger crash than we saw in 2008 and early 2009. Every bubble goes higher, every crash goes lower, because we're not solving the problem. We have higher debt. We have worse demographics ahead. So how could we not have a worse crash? So most economists think, oh, we'll just have a 20% correction this year and then we'll go on and on. No, we're not. We're saying the market's likely to peak by mid to late March. The other scenario is that oil prices just keep plummeting, although they're bouncing today. But if they just keep plummeting down to $32 in the next so many weeks or a couple months, stocks could basically fall, start to fall now. And in this channel we're talking about in this chart, if the S&P breaks below about 1870, which is not that far down, just about 10% from the top, this bubble's over. And it's going to burst more. So I'm watching the oil price. That's the key leading indicator. My preferred scenario out of all, and in the short term, I'm always guessing. In the long term, we have very credible indicators. But in the short term, you have to guess. I can't predict when a tsunami is going to hit Japan or Putin's going to invade Crimea, all that sort of stuff. But you can look at patterns.
Sure. If you exclude wild cards, the surest thing throughout history is demographics.
Yeah, that's the surest thing in the last century, once we've had middle class economies, which were a product of the free market capitalist system of innovation. We didn't have a middle class, you know, before the, you know, after World War II and stuff. You know, we just had, you know, kings and peasants. That's all we had for most of history. So this is a big deal. And when the average person makes a lot of income and has a lot of spending power, it makes demographics more important than ever. So, yes, you're right. The economy here and in any country around the world that has any sort of somewhat free market capitalist democracy has followed demographic trends predictably. It is the best indicator. But in the short term, I can just look at, okay, here's the pattern. Here's this channel. The likelihood is we're going to keep edging up because this market just wants to go up. It's a market on crack, I call it. It's being fueled. All this trillions of dollars of central banks, it's not going into lending. It's not going back to consumers or householders. It's just going into speculation. So the markets want to go up until something goes wrong. And this oil.
Well, that was my next question, is the high frequency trading, the flash trading, the manipulations, yeah, the plunge protection team. Can that beat the demographic facts that were there previously? Can they bring us into a world of true false reality, economic 1984, where the real economy is dead and in a deflationary spiral, but there's an inflation spiral in luxury goods in the future, and the elite just get more and more separated from the public?
Yeah, well, that is what has been happening. They have defeated demographics. We would have gone into a Great Depression without $10 trillion of money printing from all the major central banks around the world. They are fighting deflation. They are fighting debt deleveraging. They don't want this to happen. The problem is the tools they're using to fight it are creating another bubble, and bubbles always burst. We've always said it's not going to be inflation that's going to be the problem because we're in a deflationary environment. The problem is going to be central banks are going to create another even bigger bubble in real estate, in stocks, and everything else around the world, and then that bubble's going to burst. And guess who gets hurt the most when those bubbles burst?
The little guy.
It's the rich people. It's not the little. The everyday person's already been crucified with.
Okay, so I'm wrong about that. Explain that to me then, because that's interesting. Who get? Well, I would say the nouveau riche, the middle rich, the insider elites, they're going to make money on the rigged market, on the ups and downs, like a casino, from my lay view. Explain to me, though, who that rich group is that gets hurt the worst.
Well, you know, everybody talks about the top 20%. That's the college-educated, affluent, low unemployment. They're doing better than ever. But, you know, I just did a report in my newsletter that it's not really the 20%. If you look at the top 20%, top 10% made most of those gains. If you look at the top 10%, the top 1%, one-tenth of them made most of those gains. If you look at the top 1%, the top 0.1%, one out of 1,000 households made most of those gains. So things are heavily skewed towards the very rich. The problem with that, Alex, is the very rich not only own yachts and private jets that are going to be worthless and Ferraris, they own all these companies and all these financial assets that are overinflated. The average person has maybe 30, 40 grand in stocks and some bonds in their 401k plan. They get hurt when the economy goes down, when jobs and wages aren't as good. But the rich get crucified.
Sure.
When bubbles burst.
So you're saying the luxury economy is going to look like a highway sign that's been shot 20 times by hillbillies with 12 gauges.
Yeah, it is dead, just like fracking's dead. The luxury economy is dead. If you own a yacht, sell it now. If you own a private jet, sell it now. You own a Ferrari, sell it now. You own a $100 million dumbass condo in New York, sell it now. These things are going to go down the worst. In the 1930s, real estate was not in a bubble in the roaring 20s. It was stocks and it was farmland and tractors. It was a tractor bubble if you want to really get down to it. When the bubble burst, New York went up 5 years after the main market in the 1929 housing market, and it collapsed twice as much and didn't even come off the bottom.
Sure, sure. Let's say the average retiree out there, you know, has $1 million in retirement funds. Let's say, some upper middle class person with some nouveau riche has $20 million in assets. What if you had $100,000? What would you do with it? If you had $10 million, what would you do with it? If you had $100 million, what would you do with it? Just briefly, and then we'll go to calls.
You know, it's basically the same. In 2008, what never happened before since the 1930s, in a bubble burst, in a deflationary era, everything goes down except for cash, the highest quality bonds, like a 10-year treasury bond or a German Bund. You know, everything goes down. Commodities went down. Gold went down. Silver went down. Real estate went down. Small cap stocks, large cap stocks, German stocks, emerging company stocks, country stocks, everything went down. The safest thing is to be in cash or very safe bonds, and or if you're willing to take a little risk, you go on the short side. You maybe take 20% of your portfolio and short the S&P 500 or short the small cap index if you want to make some money. But I think for most people, I say, look, this is a bubble. It's going to be violent. Just protect the gains you've made in real estate and stocks.
So it's like a hurricane. You need to board up your house.
Crash. Then you can buy.
So it's like a hurricane. Board up your house, protect your assets, emerge after. That's where the sure profits are.
And here's the thing people don't get, Alex. That people say, well, I'm not making any money at 0 or 1 or 2%. You make money when everything falls and you can buy 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times as much.
Exactly.
As a property reason.
You can buy that $1 million Ferrari for $60,000. You can buy that $1 million bus for $100,000. You can buy that $5 million house for $500,000. That's what happens in a depression.
That's what happens. You have to have cash because nobody's going to lend you money when you see an opportunity. If you don't have cash or cash flow, you're not going to be able to take advantage of the greatest sale in our lifetime. And mark my words on that, the greatest sale in our lifetime on financial assets of every type.
That's right. Let's go ahead and go in real estate, folks. It's going to be just plunging, in my view. L.A. from California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say I respect both you guys, but I think Mr. Dent's missing the picture on oil coming down being leading to a worse condition.
That's exactly what you must have misunderstood what I said. I'm saying oil going down, especially this rapidly, is going to lead to worse conditions. It's a sign that the global economy is slowing.
Caller, I want to see what the caller said. I kind of missed it. Are you saying you think Dent doesn't think oil going down is bad, or are you thinking he thinks it's good? What are you saying?
Well, I think that's missing the point. Oil coming down is going to be good in a lot of ways and bad in a lot of ways. But let's take oil out of the picture for a second. There's supposed to be other technologies coming online. I've seen them on news about generators that can use different things in a much better way. That's got to be a good thing.
Sure. I mean, new technologies could be wild cards. The issue is they have to be scaled up. Even the quickest scaling takes, 10 years?
No, you're right, Alex. He is right. It is a good thing. When you see inflation extremes or deflation extremes, it is going to promote radical new innovations, just like we got personal computers and cell phones out of the 70s, and we got the jet engine and radar and the computer out of the 30s and 40s. It will be good long term. He's right about that. But you're right. It takes decades for this stuff to scale up and make a difference once it's invented. A lot of alternative technologies are going to fail. Electric cars, I wouldn't buy Tesla at a dollar today. That's going to fail if oil prices are $10-$20. And he's right, though. Some more radical technologies will emerge that can compete at lower oil prices.
Sure, but that's 10 years down the road if this continues. Yeah. L.A., thank you. A good point. John, Tim, Paul, Tony, your calls are coming up. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check out the website, HarryDent.com/Alex Jones, to find the free chapter of his book, the free newsletter, and more. Stay with us.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
We'll do a little bit of overdrive to take more of your calls with our guest, Harry Dent. I'm Alex Jones. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Please don't forget, you can get 20 memberships for $2.50 a month right now. Each membership can be used by 20 people simultaneously. It's half off right now in the month of January. PrisonPlanet.tv, see the nightly news, this show in HD, so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv. TV. I want to thank all the members out there. You're making it possible. Going back to our guest, HarryDentResearch.com. Harry Dent. Harry, let's go back to the calls. That's a whole show we should do, though, about what will innovate the economy, what could be done. The problem is so many old power structures in crony capitalism use big government regulation that they actually finance to shut down the innovation. Is there any doubt that we'd already be much more advanced if it wasn't for the crony capitalist operations?
Yeah, no question. I mean, the poorest countries in the world are the most corrupt, the most crony capitalist, and the most government-sponsored and run stuff and tribal leaders and stuff like that. One of the cycles we study, Alex, in addition to demographics and geopolitical and other things, is an innovation cycle that comes about every 45 years. You know, it's kind of like the steam engine and then steamships and then railroads and then autos and then computers. Literally, every 45 years, these things economy and create higher productivity and a better standard of living. And then there's a break after those until you get the next. And we really, the next big innovation cycle is going to be, by our calculations, 2032 to 2055. It's a long way out. We've already seen most of the benefits from the internet and personal computers and smartphones and cell phones and all, and broadband and all this sort of stuff.
Will the move towards singularity accelerate and compress the cycles?
No, I don't think so. I think we're not going to see as much progress. The new technology, the caller earlier talking about innovation and energy, nanotechnology can produce stuff out of nothing, out of thin air. But that is decades away from here.
Sure.
These new technologies are germinating right now in niche markets, especially robotics, biotech. They're still not mainstream.
Sure, there's also a lot of fraud there. It's going to take a while to suss out what's real. John in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Congratulations, Harry. You're about the only person that called for dollar power when everybody, including this show, is saying dollar devaluation and dollar collapse. Going forward, I heard you on another interview a couple of years ago talk about what leader needed to be elected in 2016. We needed leadership to kind of lead us out of all of this failure in the past 10, 15 years. Can you talk about what's going forward in the 2016?
Well, you know, I'm not a political expert, but these economic cycles obviously do affect politics. Right now, the common knowledge, just like it was in 2008 before the economy went down, was, oh, Hillary Clinton's the favorite on the Democratic side. Well, she bombed, and Obama came out of nowhere and beat her. It was a dark horse. Same thing, Jeb Bush, the establishment candidate from the Republicans. I don't think either of those are going to win in 2016. I think the economy is going to be very difficult, and people are going to go for people who are saying we got to change stuff, but more effective than Obama. Obama talked change, but he couldn't make change. I think it will favor candidates more like Elizabeth Warren on the Democratic side or Chris Christie on the Republican side. Chris Christie is the type of guy, I know he's got this kind of Tony Soprano image, but he's the type of guy that will tackle a problem and deal with it. That's what we're not doing. We're not tackling this debt problem.
Yeah, you like him because he's a little more free market. I just can't stand his Democratic leanings when it comes to guns, but I hear what you're saying. Caller, just to be clear, we've had guests on here with a lot of different ideas. I believe the dollar will implode down the road, but it'll be the last to implode. It's like Helter Skelter. I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. They're all racing to devalue, so that sends people back into the dollar. But the dollar down the road, I mean, I'm not an expert like Mr. Dent. I think it's going to collapse or something. In 20 seconds, long-term, is the dollar stable, Mr. Dent?
No, I agree with you, Alex. I see the dollar going up in this crisis. It's the best house in a bad neighborhood, and deflation favors us. Down the road, we will never be the leader we were after World War II or in the 1990s.
Let's come back in 1 minute and finish that statement. See, caller, that's what I think.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com.